Recovery Radio, KMP3000.
You're listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I am so glad you're here with me. I really am. I don't know if the day is just getting started. Maybe it's just winding down. Maybe it's somewhere right in the middle. I don't know. But here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I am grateful I have no desire to drink today. I don't just say that. The desire to drink returns. I am a dead man. And if I do not keep in fit spiritual condition, the insanity of alcohol will return and I will drink again. Doesn't matter how long I've been sober. Our book tells us we have a daily reprieve that's contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. So, I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. I have to tell you, I'm in an incredible mood. I don't know. I'm in a really good mood. Just putting on a little bonus episode today. I'm just going to share with you how I personally look so beautiful. Just kidding. I'm going to share with you ways that I really keep it all really simple when I sponsor people and take them through the 4-step. So I'm just going to share kind of in broad strokes. I'm going to share in a really general way about my simple understanding of step 4 and how I explain it to people when I take them through it. I really try very hard not to make people's journey in Alcoholics Anonymous more confusing, more fussy, or harder than it has to be. It's so simple, and even though it's so simple, it's not easy to do. And, you know, people in my experience, myself included, tend to overthink everything. And so I just have to dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down, dumb it down. One of the things I learned when I was in college from a philosophy teacher said, if you can't explain it to a 4-year-old, then you don't even understand it. So you have to get good at explaining it like you're explaining it to a 4-year-old. I mean, that's why I come up with so many analogies, and that's why I try to keep it so simple, because we want to do like spiritual algebra with all this stuff, and it's just so counterproductive in my experience. So I'm just going to share with you how I take people through. So the first thing I will do is I will actually, I connect 3 and the beginning of 4 together. Because it says in the book, after we do step 3, on the bottom of page 63. It says, next, we launched out on a course of vigorous action. So after we read line by line, step three together, I will read with them all the way up to the bottom of 65, all the way through the first three columns. And I will say, don't overthink this. Write the first three columns exactly as they are on page 65. Don't make column two long. It says we're usually as definite as this example. Don't make this, don't relive this. There's no point. This is trash. The next page, they're going to ask us to disregard all this. Anyways, this is a trick. So just write the first three columns exactly as briefly as they are on page 65. Then I will say, I'm going to show you how long this should take. And I will write down three columns to somebody. And I'll make somebody up. I'm mad at Johnny. Why? He's a douchebag. I'll write this down. He looked at me funny. He's arrogant. Affects my self-esteem, security, personal relationship. Boom. Moving on. And then after that, you know, I'll talk to them and I'll cut them loose. And sometimes the person will call me an hour later, 2 hours later, the next day. And they'll be like, I'm ready for the next part. And then personally, in my belief, they mean business. If a bunch of time goes by, I just mentally kind of move on because I don't know. In my experience, when you really sincerely do step three, you launch. And this doesn't take long. So let's say they come back to me with their three columns. And we meet again, and I will then read from the bottom of 65. And I will go almost to the end of page 67. And I will read that. And I will go over the tool to start practicing. The fine-tuned how to demonstrate step three in your life when it comes to people who piss you off. It says it right there. Top of 67. Though we do not like their symptoms and the way these disturbed us, they, like ourselves, were sick too. We ask God to help us show them the same tolerance, pity, and patience we would cheerfully grant a sick friend. When a person offended, we said to ourselves, this is a sick man. How can I be helpful? God, save me from being angry. So start practicing that. Then refer to your list, but start on a new piece of paper. Just write down the name or the institution or the principal and say, put out of your mind now the wrongs they've done to you. And describe where I have been in the foreground of my thinking about this person or in this relationship. Where have I approached this mentally or literally from a place other than love, basically. I'll read that and they'll write that all down. Then on a new piece of paper, I'll say, you know, now we're going to do the fears list. And I just have them write down their fears. Nothing more complicated than that. Top of 68, we reviewed our fears thoroughly. We put them on paper. We asked ourselves why we had them. Wasn't it because self-reliance failed us? So that question is rhetorical. They answer it right then and there. They say, we just went over this in step three. So have them just write down their fears. And then the last part, essentially, I say, you know, just write down. It's kind of like writing down the fourth column, for lack of a better way to put it. just in a more fine-tuned way. Where have I used my sex power selfishly? And what should I have done instead? Write it all down. And that's it. If you think of it, just write it down. Do you have to write everybody? I think so. What if you don't know their name? Just put person A, person B, person C. And that's it. And I don't know. There's a million ways people do things in Alcoholics Anonymous, but my understanding of the book has me doing it that way. And just trying not to make it harder for people than it has to be. In summary, have them do the first three columns just like it is in the book. If they do that, I meet with them again, go over the pivotal point, talk about the tool to practice there, have them write down their fears. I'll also talk about the tool to start practicing there. Have them write down their sex inventory. Who did I hurt? What should I have done instead? Talk about the tool. Start practicing there. Subjecting each relation to this test. And that's it. So, maybe this will be useful for somebody out there. That's it. Little bonus episode today. I want to give a shout out to Mallory. I'll give a shout out to Wes and to Matt and to Ross and to Katie. And a special shout out to Chelsea. Love you very much. To Dave, love you very much. If anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. I have a huge modeling shoot today. The tagline is me. Well, there's a picture of me in a terry cloth robe and linen pants, white linen pants. And I'm holding a espresso. And the tagline is, some of us don't need to be photoshopped. And it's called Sober Beauty. And it's just a line of, like, sleepwear. Sober sleepwear. All right, I'm out of here. Check out my new book, Cruel Truths, children's book for adults only. And go to Amazon, get the Sarcastic Day book. First or second edition, Sarcastic Daily Meditations, and all that crap. And I'm out of here. I don't know why my life was saved, but I'm going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. I hope you'll do the same.